Tisk, tisk, tisk. Oh my. Have you ever had that person in your life that would wag their finger, point out your mistakes, your shortcomings, your misgivings? No, 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 no. Always kind of tend to focus on the negative. Rather than what we should be. We look at a series of stories in Luke. It's always important that we examine how the stories are put together, how they're arranged, in what order they come. And we have, in a few of these stories, concern for the lost and the opportunity for renewal. The parable before the one that we heard today is that of the prodigal son. The son who is given so very much, but loses it all, squanders it, we are told. And with it, loses his own self-respect and finds himself at a total loss. Also in that parable, you have the forgiving father and the petulant, unforgiving brother. During the telling of these parables, the Pharisees have been present with Jesus. The Pharisees, as we know, are the ones who focus on the law and were quick to wag their fingers and highlight the failures of the people. A woman was hired to be a department store shopper. And of course, her job was to go through the chain of department stores and to shop, but also to critique the service that she received, to give reports back to the supervisors on how the retailers were performing on the floors of all of the stores. And so then she was asked about how she looked at her job, and she says, "I love it. I love it." She says, "All day long I get to do my two favorite things, shop and criticize." And so in Jesus' parables, we have the question, what is the role of law in the discussion of God's kingdom? And so then we have before us the parable of the rich man and his manager. Now, in reading about this parable, the manager is described by many different adjectives, depending on who you read, described as shrewd, as dishonest, as unjust. So you can put your own label on it. But we're told that he mismanages the rich man's resources. Squanders them, we are told. Until then, it is the time to give an accounting. To be asked, what have you been doing? What kind of steward have you been? And so quickly, he goes to those who are in debt and slashes what is owed by them to the rich man. And with them, we ask ourselves, how then is this practice to be commended and praised as Jesus describes it? The manager himself is probably very competent, seems to be very sharp, shrewd and clever. At the very worst, he is self-serving. At the best, perhaps misguided. So what is Jesus saying? We look at the story then with God and His people, Israel. To see in the parables the rich man to being God and the manager, the steward, is the people of Israel being asked, what have you been doing? Questioning their practices and perhaps how they have mismanaged the message that has been given to them. The covenant promise of God had become an overbearing source of laws and regulations meant to exclude and not to include. The Pharisees, with their tight regulations, have resulted in excluding those that they were to be a light to, those whom they were to reach out to. And so then what is to be done? So Jesus then tells a story about not focusing on the debt, but the relief. Not focusing on what is owed, but being forgiven. To become a light. Act in a way that attracts people. Through your actions. That the doors then are to be opened and the walls then are to be broken down. To develop a fellowship with those who are grateful to hear how their debts have been reduced and forgiven. The manager is praised for a message of relief. And the opportunity for renewal. At the construction site, the young man was well known for the famous sandwiches that he had in his lunch each day. These sandwiches were made by his mother. And so he would have a fresh-made egg salad on homemade bread. A nice stack of roast beef on a fresh bun. And so his co-workers were often envious. One day his mother was unavailable to make her son's lunch, and so the task fell to his sister. So that day at lunch, the man opened his lunchbox and unwrapped the sandwich, and there were two pieces of white bread and a slice of bologna. His co-workers looked at him and said, "When did you get married?" So you can look at the opportunities. The opportunities that the mother took compared perhaps to the sister. Looking at the opportunities that were given to the people of Israel. The prodigal son squandered what he had been given. But yet there was the opportunity for renewal. The shrewd, unjust, dishonest manager was in many ways misguided in the stewardship of his task. And so the question then is, what do we do now? What do we do? Who are we to be? And I go back to our baptisms. Each year we try to celebrate in the late part, the fall and early winter, the baptisms of our children, no matter where they may be, no matter how old they are. And we call them up and remind them of their baptism. and seeing to them this little light of mine. And also recite those words of the baptism when we present the candle and say, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. May we be that light.